CliffCentral.com.
Oh, David, you want to put some ears on? You can hear us.
I can hear you.
Are we in?
Till the ears from this side.
So there it is. Okay, cool. There we go. Are we in?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Guess Comedy Podcast. Guesscomedy.co.za for the gig guide.
Is Guess an acronym? Does it stand for anything?
No, it's just Guess. Having a guess.
Having a laugh. Ah.
That, by the way, that sound there is an unintroduced voice of Rabin Hadouf, who's next door at Cliff Central this morning. And I told him to come sit here because I want to have a meeting with him.
So now you've all been invited to our meeting.
You cannot get a meeting with Rabin. It's fucking impossible.
But you have my number. You know where I live.
No, but I've now.
No, you know where I live. I stole my house
and
now.
Then
sorry.
The other voice, say hello.
Hello.
That's Everett. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks.
Vice President of Comedy Central Africa and Asia and Africa.
No, just Africa. I think it's big enough.
Is it big enough? How's it been, by the way? Let's go front. That's the beginning. You said 4.5 years?
Yeah, the channel turns 5 in December, so it means we launched it 4.5 years ago. But I was part of the team with Emerging Markets that also did the negotiations with MultiChoice. So I've been coming to Africa for longer. I think 5.5, 6 years now.
So are we an emerging market?
You are.
How did we emerge? What? How are we doing?
Well, let me just focus on the comedy, if that's okay with you. I think in the past, I mean, I live here now for 4 years, and in the 4 years that I've been here, I've seen comedy grown enormously. I mean, a nice example I always used to give, there was one comedy club when we hit territory here. That was Joe Parker's club in Monte Cassino. Now there's the Goliath Comedy Club. Wackhead is opening one. The Goliath's got a comedy club. There's the Cape Town Comedy Club. So we went from 1 to 4.
Do you work with him in Cape Town Comedy Club?
Every year we shoot a special there, every January. Okay. With Kurt. Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
We work with all the comedy clubs.
Do you know what I find? And this is something that you maybe don't realize. When I spoke to you about, you said you were leaving and you're going to bigger things. You wanted to go into Africa.
Yes.
You prefer the wildness. Do you want to get your pith helmet?
I've been here for 4.5 years and I've only been to Lagos a few times and Mauritius, but I don't think Mauritius is Africa.
That is
a big holiday resort.
They made this t-shirt.
It's the patio of Africa. Exactly. It's where you go to sit in the porch and I'll retire there.
I'll retire.
But what I find, and this is, I wish more foreigners believe in South Africa more than we do. We talk our country down all the time, and yet when you speak to someone from, I mean, you're Dutch. I've got an American friend who runs a golf club in Cape Town. They're so positive about this country. They want things to happen. And in the way you were speaking, I was like, I want to get on this guy's trip. Your magic carpet of love for this country. Have you ever been here before, South Africa, 4 years ago?
No, the first time I got here was the first time for me to talk to MultiChoice and launch Comedy Central.
Really?
But I'm born on a continent. I'm born in what's now DRC. I'm that old, so it was called Zaire in 1972.
In Zaire.
He's found Rabin's from Zimbabwe.
No, I'm not.
Are you not?
Lanesia.
Oh, okay.
Which is not to be confused with Lanseria.
Can I tell you what, whenever you have a guest on the radio, always do your research.
Always do your research.
Like if it's from Lagos.
Yeah.
You can tell.
From Lake Lagos.
My pigeon English is amazing.
Because you know what happened? Also, people might not notice that Erik Janssen's not here. And
yes.
I'm saying that with all respect. They might not notice that he's here. But he couldn't be here today because the Goliaths have something on today at their club.
Yes.
They have like a lunchtime thing. I don't know if it's at Comedy Central.
No,
involved?
It's not us.
Okay.
No.
And then they're launching a thing. I can't speak about it. Sometime next time. A little bit of a news thing. Or is that a secret? Not even you know about it. Good. Nice.
I don't think if we're not allowed to talk about it, we should talk about it.
For sure. No one listens to this fucking thing. We've got, and then that's Erik Janssen's normally. He's a kind of slightly albino looking colored.
Yes, I so said he said he's a tall albino who's neither tall nor albino.
So that's Erik. He's not here. So he normally gives us the rules of how the comedy podcast work. You can download it on the app and you can listen to it. And it is brought to you from Cliff Central. So you can, people don't know, are you a podcast fan? Everett?
I've never heard this before.
But have you other podcasts? Do you listen in the car?
No, Simis. Yeah.
Everett arrived in a is it an old 1983,
85? 85. Can
be the 380 SEC? No, it's the 3.8 liter.
Oh, 3.8
SEC. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The cool thing about the podcast just became a merching show because we have an Indian. We have an Indian here.
And I are a big, both old school Merck fan.
Merck
guys, yeah.
So the black one's yours?
No. I wish it was. Mine is I've got a C-Class down. It says baby on board. You know, the sensible type. my next car is an E-Class.
A two-door V8 baby left at home with mom.
Yeah.
I think it's a 12 square meter car, but there's only room for two people.
I love that.
And the door's like way back. You know, it's like when you open the
He's
door.
He's one of those cars, he was already in the gate and had started closing when it was on the second door. Anyway. So now, you are leaving, but let's start from the beginning. You arrived here 4.5 years ago. You have to meet with MultiChoice. Are they quite a tough bunch to deal with?
No, they're okay. I mean, it started way before me. There was an emerging market team already been in market pitching Comedy Central. There's, of course, a local MD and local team that pitched Comedy Central. I was only joining them right at the end. And then Multichoice said, yes, we want Comedy Central. And I think we had 2 months to launch it. It was August,
I do remember
September.
When you arrived, it was chaos. There was nothing. No. And then there was just, we're here.
And then we switched on 7 o'clock. I think we started with Jeff Dunham and then the roast of Charlie Sheen. A new season of South Park. It was the first time we ever broadcasted.
I went to the J&B Met dressed as Charlie Sheen, and it was like no one got it. I was in the bowling shirt, the loafers, and it kind of he had just announced that he's HIV positive, and I was walking around at the Met dressed as Charlie Sheen, and it was kind of like, Dave, that's a bit inappropriate. I'm like, I'm fine. What are you saying? You Cape Town, is it worse?
You're not Mr. Appropriate by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, so and overseas in cable, you can choose whether you want your bouquets. Is that right? If you're in the States on HBO and all those, you can say, I'd like this X-Y. Channel, this channel, this channel. Over here, we kind of batch
them
together.
They're all bundled.
Yeah.
So
you can choose your bundle.
Can you?
Yeah, you can do Compact or Extra. I think we're from Extra and up. We're not on Compact.
And you said something about Cliff Central. When they launched,
we partnered with them. So we broadcasted Cliff Central, I think, the first couple of months.
Yes, it was live on television.
It was live on TV in the morning. Cliff Central.
Just be honest, did it work?
No, it didn't.
why not? Is it too soon?
I don't think that we here were ready for radio on television like they are in the US. They're used to it.
Yes.
And here they're not.
Who's the big guys? Obviously,
Howard Stern.
Who else has got? The other guy's got his own satellite radio. The fatty. Artie Lang.
Artie Lang.
Artie Lang's got his own show.
And I'm sure down middle America, there's somebody in Hicksville, you know, that's just kind of a little bit more Republican.
Exactly. Wait, you don't need water. Rabin, seeing as you're here, go open that Dave Brew Pilsner and just pour it into the glasses. You're not allowed to drink in the studio, but fuck it.
Was it such a special occasion?
It's a special occasion. We're having a party. No, the real special occasion is Rabin's kids won tomorrow. He's turning one.
That's amazing.
And he's invited me to the party, and I was like, I don't want to go to it. I'm glad he's not here. Can't hear us.
You don't like kids' parties?
No, I don't mind kids' parties if they're single moms standing around.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do it if it's not my fun day. All right. And then there's normally another guy who joins us as well called Sahail. I don't know if you know him.
No.
And your comedy knowledge now of people, who do you work with when you arrived here? Because there wasn't much.
We've worked. Yeah, so we made sure we worked with everyone from the moment we got here, not to exclude anyone. Work with all the managers, work with all the agencies, work with all the comedians. But for us, crucial in the beginning, was Joe Parker. Because he was the one who owned the only comedy club. And I wanted to produce stand-up as soon as possible.
Because that gives you the local content.
Yeah, that's how you
localize. Is that part of the mandate? Like you get there, find the locals.
You have the brand. There's about 16, 17 other Comedy Centrals internationally outside the U.S.
Because they used to be called something else. They were combined channels. And one was called Ha, and the other one was the Comedy Network Television.
It's a different company. So that's not Viacom.
Oh, is it? Okay. No, they sort of amalgamated and joined them. Because that's when I was in the States, it was called Ha.
Okay.
That's what you watched. That was your 24-hour, and it was some of it was from Canada. Canada's
still
amazing.
The Comedy Network is still there. The
amazing comedy scene.
Yeah, we go to Montreal every year, and that's by far the best comedy festival I've ever been to. It's beautiful. But also, like, 30, 40 years old? I mean, they had a couple of years to make
and
it
also,
perfect.
That's what people don't realize. Like, you got here. First of all, you launched in 2 months. That's branding. You've got to use local printers to print your banners.
Well, to buy stuff. You buy programming. That's the way it works. You don't get it for free. We hardly have anything from Comedy Central US on our channel except for The Daily Show and South Park and some stand-up gigs. But most of that stuff doesn't rate outside the US. So really? I think 90% what's on Comedy Central in Africa, that's acquired from third parties.
Let's talk about businessy things. When you talk about something rating, what is it? How do they figure that out? What is the deal?
There's a couple of thousand households in Africa that have a little box, and that registers who's watching for how long, what channel. That's really how it works.
So when they weren't watching, TAMS. So these guys weren't watching Cliff Central. You picked that up immediately.
Yes. It takes about 24 hours. That's one. That's TAMS measure, and you got DSTV. They have their own measurement. They also have the boxes.
Well, they've got their box, so they can
and
see.
And that's more accurate
what.
For us because we are premium only. We reach a DSTV audience only, but TAMS measures the country. So it's not really fair because we only reach, 2.5 million households, and there's 50 million people in South Africa.
They were watching Mvungo Generations.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Okay, cool. So you start in 2 months, you launch advertising.
The beauty about Viacom that owns all these works, including Comedy Central, MTV, now BET and Nickelodeon, is that we have 10 channels in Africa. So we can start advertising our programming and our channels on the other channels that's already in market.
Okay.
And the other stuff is acquired. I would say there's two ways you can get your reach and your rating up. That's by programming and then marketing, because you can have the best program in the world, but if nobody knows that's on your channel, nobody's going to watch. It doesn't make any sense.
How far are we from getting our own a local game show, local talk show, local panel show, local
something? Yeah, so that's going forward. I mean, the business plans for 2017, the business cases, I've written them and I've suggested the business how to go further. And the main thing, also international manager, is produce more. I mean, we're the largest producer of stand-up on the continent in the past 4.5 years. Hundreds of Queens have been on our channel. But the next phase for us would be produce other than stand-up. We're launching Comedy Central News.
CCN.
CCN.
How original. There's no confusion there. Do you need a host?
Which is a start.
People say I look like Larry King when he was younger.
Okay.
Maybe just after the Old Testament ended, Larry King was younger.
But I think everything is possible, man. Clip shows, hidden camera, even a sitcom. Why not? I think that's the next phase for this, for the brand. Because it's stable.
Comedy Central has budgets for those kinds of things to actually make these things happen. It's part of the...
You choose. You either produce locally, or you acquire internationally, or you acquire locally. But we do everything in Johannesburg. There's no international. They don't interfere.
So what are the staples of Comedy Central? Obviously, the Daily Show, and then we don't do the other late one. The late one with who's the after him? Larry
at midnight.
Yeah,
that got cancelled. Really? No, at midnight it's still there, but the other one got cancelled. The nightly show got cancelled a couple of months ago.
That's in the States, so they just don't do it anymore.
No, it was
just too similar to the Daily Show. It was like having a Daily Show light straight afterwards.
Yeah, and then without Trevor Noah.
Without Trevor Noah. So that's the other thing. People, they talk about Trevor Noah, say, how are you enjoying? They go,
cheers.
Yeah, I'm not. Cheers. We're trying the Punchline Pilsner this morning. And it's good to have a proper Dutchman in the studio, other than an actual Dutchman. Because in South Africa, I don't know if you know that.
No, it took me about a year to get it. But I get it now.
No, because a Dutchman isn't a guy from Holland. It's actually a guy who drives a bucky. It's like Mel Siebehagen.
Yes.
Oh, that's a Dutchman. Yes. So now, but that's the other thing, the language problem, because people listening now have no idea what you're saying. I have to translate for them.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So that you
do it by subtitles on radio.
Subtitles, right, that's the next big thing that's happening. So tell me about CCN, Comedy Central News. How's it going to work? Is that a secret? Rabin will tell everyone. Rabin's Indian.
It's not a secret.
I don't know.
He's going to get one of the airplanes with the thing on the back.
Press release goes out tomorrow, so I can't really say that much about it. But tune in. It's October 3 at 9 o'clock. So we schedule the Daily Show with Trevor Noah Tuesday to Friday at 9. And this is going to be CCN Monday at 9.
Okay.
So watch that space. I think that's exciting because it's topical.
It's happening now.
Comedy is in the news in every country, but also in South Africa. You guys know that.
No, we have enough comedy.
So it's
easy. Yeah. So that's, the other thing was the Trevor Noah thing. When I speak to people, they say, "Yeah, no, I'm a bit bored with the Daily Show." I'm like, "Are you mad? Like, that's a South African in an international." And it also was difficult for him to do. People say, "Would you like to be Trevor Noah?" I said, "Never ever. Would never want to be that." That kind of pressure to go from Jon Stewart, who took it to the most ever. Watching the Daily Show, to 2 million people watched that last episode.
But those are people, what people don't understand, he's not just the host of that show, he is that show. He runs that entire office. He runs the Daily Show. He's the head of the Daily Show.
That's
all the writers, or the guys who change the light bulbs, the guys who brings coffee.
It's his show.
It's his show. Jesus. It's not that someone writes the stuff for him. He sits and
no, that's
it
even
out.
More reason not to be him.
True.
Jeepers. Because people say to me, "Oh, he's got 12 writers." He doesn't have 12 writers. On a Monday, there'd be two guys that discuss one story. They'll leave. Other two guys come in. You can't have the knowledge of everything. The guy comes and say, "Listen, I know about this and this and this. Let's write a sketch about it." It doesn't mean that all 14 sit in a room and think up stuff. You haven't got 14 writers. You've got one that knows
still,
about certain things.
You can have writers that help you, but he's the guy responsible. He's the guy who needs to deliver. He's there in the moment.
That's it. And plus, he also has to go on tours and do his things as well, and he comes here as often as he can.
Yes, he's coming at the end of October. He's going to host the MTV Africa Music Awards.
Oh, excellent.
October 22.
Is that also a secret?
No,
I don't mind. I'll bust everything. Anything else? Tell me, what else you got in your sleeve there?
No.
And then, so 4.5 years, you said enough is enough, but you've actually been doing this for 11 years.
I've been with the company for 11 years. So before I moved to Africa, I was with a department called Emerging Markets based in London, and what we did, we launched entertainment channels worldwide. So we launched Comedy Centrals all over the world. I've launched Comedy
Central. Just Comedy Central specifically, or were you involved with like Nickelodeon or any of the other stuff?
No, just the entertainment brands are adult brands, which includes Nickelodeon,
Spike,
Paramount.
What's Nickelodeon, Rabin?
Nickelodeon is like porn for kids.
Is it your kid watching it?
1 year old tomorrow, you say.
He's Bubble Guppies. Yeah, he's Bubble Guppies, but fuck.
But he's one.
He's one.
Well, he's probably like lank intelligent.
Yeah.
Like a lawyer mom.
Talks and he can speak.
And an ex-big brother for a dad. Do you ever show him clips?
Team Hybrid.
Have you been on Big Brother?
Yes, I was one of the original contestants.
The second season.
Yeah.
Which was the one that
I was just telling Gareth now, when I came out of Big Brother after my eviction.
Did you come out on Big Brother?
I came out. No. The day after my eviction, he was a DJ on 702.
Did he hold you?
No. It was 22-7 on
you
Monday
evicted
morning.
Right towards the end. You were the third
yeah,
last.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I went 58 days.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
It's amazing how in Big Brother you get more cred. I went 58 days, bitch.
But also, it's what got me into comedy.
Okay, how's my Pilsner?
Delicious. It's
people don't understand. Refreshing. This is called the BBC, the Breakfast Beer Club.
Yep.
And we taste a beer. And you really are getting into it there.
I really do like a Pilsner because a lagers are kind of a bit too hoppy.
Too hoppy?
Too hoppy.
I find lager too flat. Anyway.
Beer.
Dutch people make
so
good beer.
Yes.
We do. But we also like what?
They like putting alcohol in it.
Heineken, Amstel, all the it's everywhere, you know.
Yeah, you make that.
Coffee shops. When you go back, where would you say is your home?
Amsterdam.
And that's where you go back.
Yeah, my brother's there. My parents are there.
Ride a bicycle,
I was there a couple of months
shop.
Ago. I don't go to coffee shops anymore. Used to a lot. I think every Dutchman does.
South Africans, yeah, the Dutchmen from here, they go there. And they don't. They think it's this crazy wild culture of drugs. But it's not. It's very.
It's very sedate. Very,
it's, yeah. No, it's not crazy. You're going to go out in the street smoking
the
a big joint.
No.
That's because it's legal. You get, you know, all
in those
all
places.
Yeah, but it's legal all over the country.
But you can't leave the country
but
with the joint in your pocket.
No, I wouldn't try that. Then the little dog at Tambo will get you.
In here in Joburg, you can actually walk through the streets of the joint. It seems weird. Like, we don't have a rule, but we kind of. Well, it's just
happening. We're like, okay with it. We're like, okay, he's doing his thing.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, so 11 years with Viacom launching Comedy Central as a channel. Which countries have you been to? Let's do a date.
I started in Northern Europe. So I launched Comedy Central in the Benelux. Then we went to Scandinavia. Then we relaunched Germany.
I find interesting. Germany has a comedy channel.
And yeah. They dub everything, eh? That's the interesting thing.
Do you know it's huge in Germany?
Like Friends.
Besides David Hasselhoff.
So you can watch Friends in German.
In German, yeah.
It's hard as the guys in Lobben sagen zu
sagen. Mr. Bean,
that's just Ross moaning about Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, the Germans love Mr. Bean.
Well, Mr. Bean translates.
Everyone loves Mr.
Yeah,
Bean.
But he's still current. Like he's, yeah. he has like yearly, you know, you have like specials and stuff. He has a recurring yearly special where it's that time of the year that the Germans go, oh, this is Mr. Bean, he's so ridiculous.
That's not, what are you, why are you speaking Indian?
I have no idea.
That's the worst German accent ever. To learn your German accent, after our show is the sex show. You can come try your German accent. They've got a dominatrix on today.
You host that too?
Jeez, no. I try and get out of here as soon as possible. These chairs are very squishy after their show. They have like strippers in here. The one you sitting in had a webcam check in it. So Hale's here. Is that right? Please introduce yourself to the people. You look like you're in work clothes. Okay, so you just got to make sure his mic works. There you have a seat. How are you? What is your name, sir?
Suhail.
Say the surname as well.
Suhail Essa.
Essa. Do you say the T?
There's no T.
So who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Farhan. Yes, sir.
Farhan used to be on the show. He was fired. Too good looking.
Oh, okay. You know, you're too good looking for radio.
Too good looking, man. The guy that arrives here is just so smooth. So what we've got now is like a less good looking, but you're still on the edge.
No, yeah, I'll take
how are you? You look like in working clothes.
Yeah, I'm sort of working. Well, not really. My university shut down.
Your university shut down. That's another thing in South Africa. Do you have that in Holland?
No.
Where the university just goes,
not today.
Not today.
Come back on Thursday. Thursday
no, that's
peanut butter
every
day.
University in this town has got like a sign and it says back in 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's keep close side. You're like this old
university
ding.
Shut down. Which one?
Wits. I'm at Wits, yeah.
So there, so you'd rather be here than be there?
I guess. I mean, I don't want to get...
Why did it shut down?
What are you,
because
there we go.
Student protest.
So because of the protest, yeah.
Do you think the fees must fall thing, do you think this government doesn't want educated voters?
Of course not.
So
why?
That's why.
It doesn't suit them to have educated people.
So they still want Bantustans voting for the ANC for the next 1,000
exactly,
years.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Keep the population stupid and you can...
So who? So they? You reckon they're going, here's some money, go burn the library now. Let them not even have any history of...
They keep talking about the third force. I think they're the third force.
Of their own?
Of their own, yeah. Just,
that would make them the first force.
They're the first and third force.
So they're the
they got a monopoly on the force.
The new hope.
Yeah, they're the bookends. Return
of the library. So now, Sal, do you know who this man is sitting next to you?
Yes, I do.
Have you met?
Yes, we have
met. Did you do open mic contests? Are you into that?
Yes, I have. I just recently did the grab the mic.
How did you do?
I was a finalist. I was in the finalist.
There's nothing wrong with that. Vareen was a finalist on Big Brother.
Oh, I was really? A finalist on the Nando's Comedy Jam. And you know who beat me? Deep Fried Man and Dylan Oliphant. And then I signed them a week later.
So Indian. Like, he goes and enters the open mic contest to find talent.
What do you do? Mariah Carey entered a Mariah Carey lookalike contest and came third.
I entered Miss South Africa. From behind.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew there was going to be...
They've got this weird thing called Mrs. So have you seen...
Yes.
In the culture of South Africa, have you got into it? Do you bry...
Yeah, I love barbecuing. We just call it barbecue.
Yeah.
You do that at home.
We also play football, not soccer.
No, but you guys play good football as well. My God.
Dutch team's been my
support
team. Teams,
you support really, the Premier League?
We didn't even make it to the European Championship.
No, you didn't, but I've still got my hat from 3 World Cups.
Is it a block of cheese?
Karskorp.
Is that the wooden shoe?
From
wooden
shoe. Oh, my goodness.
My wife's
and do you watch Premier League or do you just watch Dutch football?
I have no interest in football whatsoever.
Nothing. Excellent.
No, I don't care.
What do
I
you?
Think
I would
a waste
say
of time,
basketball. You should be playing volleyball or something. No. You're very tall.
Anything swimming? Like, where do you go? Oh, I'll watch this.
I jump in my pool with my children. I like that.
Not now. It's really freezing, man.
It's getting there, eh? Okay. It's getting warmer.
Yeah. So, can you swim?
Yes, I can.
So, I'm not being racist, man.
Hey, man.
I'm just asking the man if
I'm
you can swim.
I'm from Durban.
Are you from Durban?
Yeah.
But yeah, when I'm not Syria, you bastard.
We have the Indian
Syria,
Ocean.
You're not from Syria. Aren't you all from Syria originally?
Previously,
you have a magic carpet.
Yeah. Then they took us on a ship or something. I don't know.
There was a guy in Persia who was smashing. He was cleaning his carpet with one of those smashy dusting things.
Yeah.
And the guy on the other balcony said, "Hey, what's the problem? Won't it start, man?"
That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah, he does.
So, what do you do? You said you're studying. You look like you're a doctor or something.
Yes, I'm almost a doctor.
Yeah, real trendy hipster.
Do comedians?
This is
that
too
is
much.
So
the
far
most
ahead.
Hipster of hipster. I'm gonna dress up like a professional.
Is it like doctor those scrubs? What are they
called?
Yeah, why are they black?
Because you can choose whatever color you want.
But surely, like, you wouldn't see blood and stuff.
Yeah, no. Yeah, this is a good color if you're trying to hide the blood.
So I'd be the opposite. I'd be like, give me something crisp, clean, white, and then if I
I've
see
got
that,
many
yes,
colors.
No,
that's called a nurse, I think.
Yes. Oh, is it like color coordinated, like karate?
No, it's not.
Yellow belt.
Nah, you
what are you studying to be, though? What are you going to be?
A doctor.
But just GP? Or are you going to study surgery?
Well, in South Africa, everyone becomes a GP.
Okay.
People always ask me, oh, what are you studying? Oh, yeah. Are you specializing?
Do you
I'm
speak
like,
to
no.
a lot of Indian people?
By yeah.
Say, wow.
Like,
oh, you're specializing.
That sounds like common knowledge.
Your idea of South Africa is... weird.
That's why. So now, do you have to roll the sleeves up though, or is that just something you've gone?
No, I've done it. Keeps me cool.
Shows off the guns.
Yeah,
shows off the
guns. That's basically. But no, they're not color coordinated. Everyone has the same.
No, color don't want it. We not do. Don't do a fashion section of the show. But it's just interesting.
We did cars before.
And
so
I do appreciate that you've come from. Washington,
yeah, no. Well, I did. And
black clothes matter, Dave.
Yeah. All clothes matter.
All
lives matter. Okay, so you got how many years left?
I've got 8 weeks left. Well,
don't
nine
really,
now.
Because your varsity's closed.
Well, for now, it could be nine,
eight
could
weeks
be ten.
Plus one. You know,
plus one now, plus one now. Yeah, this is plus. We've already gone in plus one overtime.
Yeah, did you ever study anything else other than... Was your background business? Like, you just
I studied psychology, but I never finished.
How did that
did you really feel? Study psychology? How did it make you feel? Fuck, I mean, you know what's nice? He says, how long must I be on the show for? I'm like, it's nearly half past. You can fuck off now. Why are you breastfeeding?
I wasn't even supposed. Yeah.
Do you want some ears?
Yeah, I also want some of those.
Give,
ears.
Yeah, I'll give.
Yeah, because I can hear you.
You can just drink the beer.
Yes,
good. Because that the beer.
No, are you like beer? You like drink beer?
No, I don't drink beer. I don't drink anything.
Are you Muslim?
Yeah.
Are you really,
you
really, really?
Water,
really like proper? Are you A class Muslim? Proper? Do the stuff?
Yeah.
Or every now and then you slip.
Yeah, mostly.
I'd make such a bad Muslim.
You just say mostly. We had Musa, A+.
Do
and
you
do Riyad
comedians?
Mostly. not quite, almost.
Speaking about Riyadh,
yeah.
Farhan.
Suhail.
My name's Suhail.
So why don't you change it to
Jeffrey
to
does it all the time.
Muhammad. Change your name.
Okay, you can just call me Muhammad for the rest of the
season. Suhail, Issa. Do you feel pressure to become a doctor because of Riyadh?
No, I was becoming a doctor before comedy.
There's a lot
why
of the
you
Muslims.
Become a comedian like Riyadh?
Yeah, a lot of the Muslims are like, why can't you? Yeah, look at you. Can look at you. He's a comedian and a doctor.
Yeah.
That's pressure, man.
It's a lot of pressure. Yeah.
Get in front. So your comedy you did at the, what's it called? The Grab the Mic?
Grab the Mic, yeah.
Tell us about the Grab the Mic contest. Was that
this
Comedy
is the
Central?
Third one we did. We did one with the Goliaths in the Box a couple of years ago, Talent Search. And then we created the brand called Grab the Mic. Did one last year, did one this year. We do online searches, so you can enter your sketch online. There was a winner from Cape Town. We had a winner
those are pure online sketches. They don't have to be stand-up.
No, it can be anything funny, yeah, including stand-up. And then at the end of the year, it's going to be finale. So all the winners from the
and
job
that, of course, that gives you on. That gives you content. It gives you online content.
Yeah, on-air content. But we also need more comedians because we've been here for.
No, we don't. I don't get any gigs, man. We don't need any more comedians. We are full up. I have to do this fake radio show just so I can spend time with Sahail.
Oh, thank you. Remember
high five, Dave.
Well done.
Only 22 years, but
and have you
there.
Got the Comedy Central website was really bad when you first started, because I think you guys were just too busy launching the channel, yeah. And that's what so
it was
that
more
just
like a,
didn't.
It was more like a TV guide.
Okay.
And now it's better.
Has it got content on?
There's a content on the Daily Show's on there every day. Catch up.
Can you really?
Yeah.
You can watch it on there.
Yeah, you can watch
brilliant.
It.
You see, I don't have DSTV. It's maybe something I should get.
I don't have a TV.
Well, that's because you're a very, very strict Muslim.
No, I'm just poor.
It blew up.
I'm just poor.
Are difference. You poor, though? Well, how come Carmen's doing well in New York? Why did she go to America?
I don't know.
Why do I always think about you?
All related.
Are you Indian?
Yes. Well, Indians, you know, Indians Suhail. Aren't all Hindus. You know that. There's
I don't know
Indian
how it
Muslims
works. I think everyone's the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because all lives matter.
No, because we're all just human beings on this fucked up planet. Isn't it? You can't split us up now. That divides us.
Yeah, but you're trying to go to border control without a passport.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. Do you remember you and I went to Edinburgh and I bought 2 bottles of wine?
Oh, yeah, they jacked our
and they said, you can't have this. It's not EU. I'm like, EU? Fuck you.
Jameson, I was like, it says Irish whiskey. This is your things.
And then Lucy said, no, you printed that yourself. They took our alcohol away because we were connecting flights. He said if it was in our hold luggage, it would have gone through.
You would have gone. So next time, if you
Do you know what I'm saying? I am. If you take my alcohol, it's like for you guys, if we take your Macon. Away.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You guys freak out.
These
yeah, because that's the most important.
Is that it? I think, is that the thing? You just got to put an M.
What do you...
yeah.
So you can have some bacon, drink some
Mir.
Hang out with some Moe's.
Yeah, can you just make your own line of...
Or Moe's hose.
Dave's...
Because Mirostitute sounds
Dave's
horrible.
Mew. Dave's Mrew.
So now, what is your comedy about? Do you talk about being a
Muslim
doctor?
So when I started off, it was just basically...
And I've seen you at the box often. I like your stuff. It's smart.
Thanks. Yeah, so...
Not funny, it's just smart.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's what I was going for, Dave.
Yes. Sunday's poetry reading.
Yeah.
What stuff do you do? Because you've got the advantage of having a real base to come from. Like study.
Yeah, so no, I talk a lot about I talk about my life as a student, studying the doctor thing, sometimes my patients. People feel a bit uncomfortable sometimes.
But you don't use their names.
No, I don't use their names, but sometimes they're like, ooh, well, what if I were to see him?
Then
is he
what?
Going to talk about me?
I have a patient. His surname starts with the M and ends in Udli. He's the guy.
So, yeah.
Oh, there we go. We're back. So I thought I'd play you some nice music, Dr.
Yeah,
music.
I was like, I missed the jazzy background.
You know
initially,
nice,
I thought
like,
it was mad irritating.
Are you gonna, when you become a GP,
now.
Are you going to get like rooms and everything, or are you going to go out of this?
No. So
this is what I want in the back of your... It's your... your waiting room.
Oh, this is... Yeah.
Please don't have magazines in the waiting room when you're a doctor.
Turn the one speaker so I can hear.
don't have magazines. Have
I'm
a TV
not
screen
to be a
with
GP,
Comedy
though.
Central. Why don't we have that? Have them in your... In your
that'd
office.
Be cool.
Can you like a
do
doctor
yeah, a little documentary.
Thing,
or
do you want
but dentists do that. Specialize. Dentist. I went to dentist there. TV
my dentist goes screaming on the roof.
TV on the ceiling.
And he says, well, you funny. Why don't you be there? I'm like, you don't want your clients freaking out. Because you don't want them laughing. You know, we were so poor, we didn't have that machine in Springs. We actually had a person with a straw sucking your spit out.
I thought you said like little immigrant kids with tiny buckets.
No. Jeez, you're so Indian. You go straight into an employment technique. Like, let's get more people.
Are you from Springs?
Let's get more
Springs. Where are you from?
Springs.
I'm from Durban.
Do you know where Springs is?
Yeah. I'm actually currently the hospital I'm at is Far East Rand Hospital in Springs.
That's where all the people go.
Is that where you were born?
At
Dave?
Schools, St. Mary's.
St. Mary's? No, I haven't been there.
It was a girls' school. He was very ostracized.
Oh, okay.
I was very hermaphrodited.
Yeah.
As a young boy. Cool.
He petitioned for urinals in 84. It was huge. It was
at school?
Yes, because you needed to pee standing up.
Okay. Everett, back to you. Now, content. What else have you got to have? You open my contest? Straight stand up, that's one man shows. Or are you still doing ensembles?
Everything. We're going to do one man shows, we're going to do ensembles.
Who's coming up? Who's
theme
coming up
shows.
First?
that's all up for the new guy. I'm not creating anything new anymore. It's my final week at the office.
So what do you do? Have you got that like that feeling? You know when you got a week left at the office, you walk around and they're hanging out, just fucking freak out, just people play tricks on people, do things.
Have you stuck bubblegum under the desk and scratched your name on the chair?
That's why he doesn't have a job anywhere.
I work from home. My furniture's fucked.
Because you're like, hey, it's my last day at home. I live here.
It's Friday.
So, no, I don't.
No, I don't. No.
So, you know, you take it easy. Have you got meetings and stuff? Because you know what was nice? When I phoned you, I said, come and talk to us on our imaginary radio show. And you said, yeah, I'll be there. And I was like, okay. Because I had someone else lined up after your phone call. I was going, he's going to say no. And then I'm going to have to phone someone else. And he's like, yeah, I'll be there. I'm like, all right. Well, that's cool.
I have lunches and dinners and breakfast with people to do the handover process. We met the Goliaths, we met Ryan yesterday.
You met all the Goliaths? Because you know there's 8,642 Goliaths.
No, I only know four.
Okay. But Kate and them were doing well. They've started an events company now.
They did.
Goliath
Good
Events.
For them, man. No, they're doing really well. And they work all very hard.
Because it is smart. They've gone to say, okay, you can hire comedians. But the problem with they said, people were hiring comedians as one comic. No one was doing a brand,
a troop, an ensemble,
to actually say, let's make the comedians the brand, instead of we'd go and work for Unilever or go work for Tiger Brands or something, as the you actually hire the brand to come and work for the brands. Remember the Rabin Hadouth, Ryan was on the show last 2 weeks ago. He's doing well, hey? He's doing really well. Your mom must be so proud of him.
Yeah, I suppose.
Fuck you, man. Say something into the mic. Your kid's turning one tomorrow?
I don't have a relationship with Ryan, so I've...
No, and me neither, after that interview. But
why? What did
what happened? No, he was cool, man. He was so knowledgeable. He's just a very smart thinker.
Yeah.
And I think, what does he do for you at Comedy Central? He's a consultant.
He's our creative consultant. So when we have the festival, we hire the comedians.
Well, he's got direct access to Trevor.
And that.
That's
but
basically
he does the lineups for the festival. So now we'll be shooting the roast battle now.
That's why I had him on
he
the
picks,
show.
He picks the guys who battle each other. Because
he's seen him at the clubs.
He goes to comedy, five, 6 times a week? And I don't have time for that.
So I wish I had comedy 5-6 times a week.
Yeah. No, yeah, really?
Just to work. No, it would be nice for my bond.
Yeah.
And the roast battle, tell us about that. Do you think that translates to South African markets?
I think they had amazing episodes. We did four. We're going to do episode 5 and 6 in
airing?
October. And they're going to air. So what are we going to do? I want Jeff Ross to host the finale. And the Comedy Central International Comedy Festival is going to take place again next year, March and April. So we're going to fly back in Jeff Ross again. And then he can host the roast battle finale. Because it's his thing.
Okay. Yeah. That's amazing.
So we're waiting for that. So we're going to broadcast them up to the next festival.
That's brilliant. Because you know what, you whispered in my ear, you said, oh, the winner goes to New York. I'm like, fuck, I would have worked harder. I didn't know this.
Yeah. But didn't you win your round?
Yeah, but I didn't know you go to New York. I would have actually put some effort in.
But now you have a chance to
stop. Oh, yeah, now I've got to do it.
Yeah. Now you've got to prove yourself.
What did you do?
Your game.
Oh, you think I've never been called that before?
Specifically in this context,
Can you come back? Can you come back to the show every now and then?
Okay,
this when you're driving past.
I'm in the mix.
Okay, cool. What do they mean, go to New York? What do they do?
The New York Comedy Festival. I think it's the first week.
But you go as a roast... You go roast.
No,
you
just you go there to experience.
You just go experience.
So we buy you a plus
one. Can you pull an angel and just do an open mic at it?
Yeah, sure, go for it. Who?
Exactly. Angel went to New York and then hung around with Robbie Collins and Trevor Noah.
But they went to in Montreal with you guys.
Yes, she wasn't with him. Oh, that's right.
She went to Montreal.
Around. I want to do that as well. Just hang around in the background, photobomb my career. So, what's the plans? When you finish Doctor, you like this comedy thing?
Yeah, I like this comedy thing.
You're not getting into the. You know what? Can I give you advice for new comics?
Okay.
Run a gig. Get a little room and start running.
And it's not. It's
not. Don't start with that bullshit. Where do you have time? Listen here, my boy. When
I
was your age,
how
old are you? Time now.
School's closed.
Yes.
Exactly.
But I got run a gig for 1 week.
He's moving on to emerging markets. An emerging market for you. Where do you live?
Where do I live?
Yes.
Oh, I'm currently living at the university.
You live there?
Part-time, yeah.
Okay, so now there's got to be a place around the corner that's a small little coffee shop.
Okay.
Okay, you go there and you have a comedy night on Saturday nights. You invite three comedians. People pay $20 to get in. And they have dinner. And then in between dinner, you do half an hour, 40 minutes of comedy. Each comedian did 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
I did my first comedy. I didn't get a comedy gig. People saying, when I speak to young comics, oh, don't get gigs. No one's booking me. I'm like, well, start your own fucking gig.
Yep.
Went to the veggie table in Kalk Bay. Now, let me just say, that already sounds weird.
Yes. Why would you have a vegetarian restaurant at the coast?
Yeah, true. There's the sea. There's the fish. Have a carrot. But the veggie...
sea lettuce.
She called it the veggie table. She said, you do comedy. Come and do comedy. I said, look, I don't really do comedy, but I'll come and do it.
Yeah, I just get drunk on a Friday night.
Yeah, your first 6 months at the veggie table, you will die on your ass. But I did it. And it got me the gigs. of my own. So if the guys can't get gigs, get a place. Doesn't matter. It might not work. It might work. It might work for 6 years. Might work for 6 weeks. But just do it. Like Rabin organizes gigs.
The first gig I did was the Colony Arms in Jan Smuts Avenue, 2003 November.
Did you know about Rabin when you arrived here? Was he on your?
We met.
Who was on your radar when you arrived? Your research on Google.
Trevor was, of course.
Yeah.
He was already, and I wanted him to do the first roast, which he did.
But he did the first roast. That was Steve Hoffman.
Steve Hoffman. Yes.
Who did you really want? So how do you?
Wanted him.
Really.
And especially Trevor and him, that combination. I mean, the share, I'll never forget it. The share for Comedy Central that evening was 23%, which means that one in every four people that watched DSTV that night watched that roast.
Sure.
So that means everyone.
That's brilliant.
On my books. It's amazing. We never were so high. It's like a sporting game.
And for me that night, because I attended that roast, was, and I just got back from Edinburgh, from the first time I went to Edinburgh. And I remember 10, 12 years ago, the entire industry of comedy industry could fit backstage in the underground. You know, it could do a gig and it would be 10, 12 people.
Now you find them all at Poppies.
And now it would take, I remember that time, the first time I spoke to Loy after we came back from Edinburgh, and I said to him, remember when the whole industry could fit backstage, and now the industry is filling a big restaurant space. And Kags was there, and he was having a fight with Steve Hoffmeyer, and Everett was there with his wife, and we were drinking at the bar, and there was all these other. And we're like, this is the industry now.
You know how it works. You got to have first, you got to have a circuit. That's the only way that comedy works, is having a circuit. Then you have a scene, because when you got the circuit, like at Poppy's on the other night, there were 22 comedians and about 7 audience. Yeah. But the comedians don't have a time to meet. Like, that's why I said you must come here, so we can talk about your festival and just meet. Poppy's had 20. There were 22 comedians standing outside, just chatting.
Yeah.
So that's their scene. Then you have an industry.
That's the university of comedy. So we don't really learn, because you can't write to find like Australia.
No, his university is closed. The comedy university never closes.
We have burnt down, and you can open a new one.
We've burnt down our library many times, but it keeps building because it's in our minds.
Oh, okay. That's a deep metaphor.
Is that a metaphor? Yeah. Hey, it's my first metaphor.
I only get up to like meta 3 and then I never crack the metaphors.
Oh, funny.
So now, you're moving to another place. Where are you going?
I'm going to a company called iFlix.
iFlix.
Digital company.
So African?
Video on demand. I mean, like he said, he doesn't own the television, but I'm pretty sure he consumes content.
Yeah.
So what this company is doing in emerging markets, and I'm going to run the content part in Africa, is combining on-demand television, like a Netflix, like a Showmax, with a Spotify approach on playlists and social media.
So you generate
all
your
in
own
one application. So it's going to be thousands and thousands of hours of content at a very low price point, only $2.5-$3 a month.
Sure. And available here? Because that's the thing with Spotify is that you've got an account, but it's not here.
No, launching it in December in 9 African countries. South Africa probably only next year, not this year. But I think that's where the future of content consumption is. I mean, the average age in Africa is 18 years old.
You know, the third biggest channel in this country is YouTube.
There you go.
So I think it's SABC 2. And then
YouTube and then CakeNet.
And then Comedy Central.
Comedy Central.
Thanks.
But if YouTube is the third biggest watched channel, then we need to be doing, you know, don't even bother doing your content, phoning us TV stations, so I've got this talk show. Film it at home, put it on YouTube.
And kids are not, they don't want to wait till it's 8 o'clock to watch a Big Bang Theory. They want to watch the Big Bang Theory now.
They want to watch the second break.
They want to sit on the toilet and watch Big Bang.
So that's why you watch Big Bang?
No.
Where do you watch Big Bang?
What do you watch on the toilet?
I just read news, Mail and Guardian on the toilet.
that's such a Ryan answer.
really get in there. Get Rand, Daily Maverick, baby. Daily Maverick on the toilet.
You stole my keys to open the beer.
I never stole it. They're right here.
Thank you.
Do you understand the concept of theft?
Now, who phoned you to come to the show?
Oh, who phoned me? Eric.
Eric, what did he say? What did he say was
like,
going
to
happen?
Come here.
Hey, come to my house. I'm not going to be there, but speak meet to my neighbor.
And then what? Did you just come to
the show here?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Okay, cool. What have you got coming up? Because I like to hear, like, just hear the jaded view of the comic, which is me, who like just fuck this industry. Oh, fuck you all. You just all.
It's always weird.
I don't know. Like Mel Miller. Just become this old. But to meet a young, fresh view of comedy. Where do you think? Do you want to be Trevor Noah?
Whoa, do I want to be Trevor Noah? I don't think...
You're handsome, huh?
Oh, thank you. I don't think so, but thanks. I guess... my goal for comedy now... I've only been doing comedy for about 2 years, almost, yeah.
So I want to carry on with what I studied, because I didn't study for 6 years to just not
give it up, man.
Earn any money.
I didn't do my degree.
I studied for 6 years to prove that my folks had money.
Exactly. Ivet is a psychologist who now sits in his office sticking chewing gum on his desk. Oh. He's paid millions. Give up the stuff. Any dollars. Gigs coming up? Are you at the box on Sunday?
Tonight I'm at Gride Comedy Club. Tomorrow I'm at Parker's. And next week Friday I'm at Menland Park. Huge lineup.
Tats. What's that?
Menland. Menland. Yeah,
give
Friday.
Fine
Ice at Menland.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's lovely, man. That's a great guy.
With,
Mo.
With Chris. Smoker, yeah, yeah, with nice. Smoker.
I like Mo.
So I think there's Tats and Tosh.
That's a big gig though, because it's once a month, and he does it one at Menland Park, and there's another one at. Did you work with Mohammed at Comedy Central at all?
Not
okay. Yeah. Well, you must.
Well, no particular reason, by the way.
No, the thing is, in your 4 years, did you reach what you had said what you were going to do, or there's still some things you kind of like? Fuck, I wish you had done.
I wish we had the Human Cannonball at the festival last year. I saw the Human Cannonball in Montreal once, just to make it the festival part. And the only thing I didn't do was getting this country ready for proper Human Cannonball.
And you're gonna have to explain to yourself. He's confused.
It didn't fit in the Silver Star Casino where we had the festival. We measured it. We booked
the guy. You're talking about shooting a guy out of a cannon, like old vaudeville kind of thing.
Actual human. Central.
Evil Knievel on the West Rand.
Can we choose? I'd love to choose some comedians.
Human Cannonball?
Yeah.
Or Human Cannibal?
No, that's easy.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, this human doesn't cannibal. Sound like it's funny.
You know, you can't book that guy. You only book him once.
Yeah.
And then he eats you. It's such a bad business.
Yeah, really. Bad comedy business death. Comedy
death. I really wanted to do the roast, and I did two. So I think it was amazing. I think I changed it here. Never been done
the
before.
The Kenny and really one.
And I really wanted to do a festival like it was done in Montreal. And we had
take over
the
whole town.
16,000 seats. So it's never been done before in Africa. It's such a large. We had all the international comedians here. We had every single African comedian that was available that weekend was performing.
I
and
saw
it. We
ridiculousness.
All hang out. It was amazing.
Is Ridiculousness an MTV product?
Yeah, it's also
they
my
had
product.
A Nigerian. Basketball hosting it.
Yeah, he's hosting it. We took Basketball to Montreal 2 years ago, I think. He did amazingly well.
He translates well?
Yeah, he does.
Do you get nervous like that, taking comedians from here over there and not knowing if they translate?
Yeah, but that's also what we tell them. You know, we help them. We look at the set and we say, listen, this is a different crowd. There's people who don't know. You've never seen him before, so you can't. A lot of comedians here, they walk on stage, people start laughing already.
Yes,
not
they
Montreal.
Know them, no.
They've never seen this guy before.
But you should know some about that as well, Dave.
What, people laughing at me?
No, going to
walk,
different places.
I mean, I just walk around in general. <That's true. laughs> Yeah, we found that in overseas markets.
Edinburgh and Australia as well.
Edinburgh, Australia was better because half the audience were South African.
Yeah.
So that's pretty easy.
Why do South Africans all go to Australia?
They're scared of black
climate.
People.
Yeah, you can go to Denmark.
My answer was wrong.
Yeah. Technically, the climate would adjust, I suppose, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, the climate's really bad here. That's
so
why
we want to go to the
there.
Same. I want to get the same shitty climate. Don't send me to freaking Estonia.
No, I think it was a 1970s thing, and they kind of started families there. So a lot of people just live in Australia. It's like one of those things. But that was easy enough because of the half South African audience. Edinburgh was difficult because no one realizes that it's such an international festival. In your audience, you've got Japanese people from Hawaii who are Japanese.
Germans.
there were Germans. The front row on the first night was a busload of Chinese tourists.
Yeah.
Come to see comedy, which is a cognitive, you've got to understand the language. And it was just horrible. And for a comedian, you walk out there, and 50% of people aren't getting your stuff. Your heart sinks and you just start becoming like, why am I doing this? Let me go be a doctor.
Oh, okay. But that's how I started. Yeah.
He became a drunk.
That's the other thing.
Drinking beer at 9:30 in the morning.
Edinburgh, jeepers, that was the best place. Just the whiskey alone in the one street. That was huge. Did you have some? Are you going back to that ever again? Would you do that again?
Yeah, I'm planning on taking someone down in 2017. I just haven't. I've narrowed it down to about three or four, but I'm not.
What's your real business? What the fuck do you actually do?
I have an architectural consultancy.
Jeepers, you see, there's so much brains in this room. Psychologist, doctor, and an architect, and an ex-South African junior BMX champion.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And used to be in the Defense Force. So you, like, you are a heavy man.
I'm not really. I run.
We
were
taught, in the army?
I was in the army in 1980, whatever.
Well, who did
whatever.
You fight against? Who
the ANC, do you remember them?
Oh, yes.
We didn't do very well.
We didn't do well.
Yeah, evidently.
We tried it. Well, no. What happened was we were ready to fight. We were in the mood. And then they released this guy, this random dude from jail. And then they came and said, we can't fight them
anymore.
How long
was he in?
Like,
tell him
I want to kill
story.
People.
The day. Tell him the day, like how it happened.
We go down to the shooting range. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Come forward. The shooting range is what we practice for you students when you... It's so similar to 1985. We basically used to shoot... We got shot at Sparsi with purple paint. Because that's how they would arrest you afterwards.
Because they'd know who
they would shoot you with purple paint if you protested. And then if you're walking through the streets of Bromfontein, they'd be like, hey, come here. And then you went down to the thing and wrote the form and you got arrested for being purple. And then that's when they wrote on the side, someone wrote, the people shall govern. And someone crossed it out and wrote, the purple shall govern.
Yeah. Or something like that. And that became a phrase for like artistic consciousness. Or
the purple shall govern.
Yeah, the bridge between political and artistic consciousness. The purple
shall
govern.
These protests are like a time warp. Exactly like in 85. The same, the government that we voted to fix that so it would never happen again.
It's like we watched that stuff in black and white, and now we're watching it in color, and then we realize actually the colors have changed. Now it's the colors have changed. Now it's the white and Indian.
Okay, so wait. So we go down to we go draw ammunition. Do you know about the army? Have you watched the movie?
Yes. I've played Call of Duty.
Cool. So you know exactly how the army goes. Have you played Risk?
Yes, I played Risk. It's a nice board game.
When you have sex without a condom.
Yes.
Have you played Monopoly, Indians? Don't you guys get a Monopoly set when you're born?
We do that.
That's and then, you know, that's real money, my boy.
Yeah. I know a cousin, man. His son's name is Monopoly.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Does he wear a monocle? Is he a shoe? Is he an iron? Is he the dog? So now what happens is you got draw munitions for the day, and then you go down and you just get shouted at the whole day by this guy. So now we've drawn, each guy gets a full pack of everything. So you've got an LMG, which is a light machine gun, big bullets, small bullets, hand grenades, and a few other bigger bombs that you just carry with you on a thing. So then you go down. We've all got that. But now there's 600 of us. We're going to go do this operation. Let's go and find the ANC in a cave. I don't know what we thought we were hunting.
Like, yeah, it was like mythical.
What's his name? Who's finding the drain? Saddam.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to go. But now as we get there, they release Nelson Mandela. But now it's like all chaos now, because now we've got the stuff, and this sergeant said, I'm not fucking booking this stuff back in. 600 guys.
600 guys
full of bombs and ammunition. So he drove his car. You see this dust going about 2 kilometers? And he parked some tires there. He threw them out there. And he said, all right, see those tires there? That's the enemy.
We're going to just blow up.
Wow.
I don't want to say what happened that
day.
Otsun has got donkeys. Not anymore.
Shame.
But, let me just tell you, it's quite the
thing. No harm's bright.
That's the actual thing about war, is that the adrenaline and the ego, it's too much. Because after the first, so now it takes 600 guys. You don't all go at once. So there'd be 40, 40, 40, and then you have a go at the tires. And if you got your bomb in the tire, you got a 2-liter Coke. So that's what the South African Defence Force was doing while you guys were paying your tax money.
But
as soon as that noise, the noise starts of the explosion things, you actually go, well, this game on. And you can see how war feeds that part of the soul. It's a crazy, crazy thing. To have 800 people just shooting tires and one or two donkeys. But
just one or two.
No, if you got the donkey, you got a
100.
A 4 liters of Coke. And a bra. But anyway, so that was the day. Then we all went back and we sat in the hall and the guy said, we're no longer going to be, the enemy has changed. We're now fighting with ourselves internally. I don't know what he said. I wasn't listening. But it was just a weird 4 days of nothing. And then you could just see they were just chatting to each other, because the ANC had then become part of the country. And they said they had their military, which is Mkhonto Sizwe, would now join the SADF as consultants. And you'd actually, the guy you were fighting in Angola, although you never really knew who you were fighting, because it was apparently the communists.
Oh, okay. So they didn't really tell you.
They're
just like,
communist now. Yeah. Oh, I don't know, but it's weird because
so many guys lost their lives. Like, you read those books about guys going up to Angola, fighting against the communist front from Angola and Mozambique and all these places. And yet, the other governments in America were funding them, and we were funding, when they ran out of weapons, South Africa funded them and said, we'll give you, can't you fight us? We'll buy you some guns.
We're getting bored.
The whole thing with war
18-year-old guys.
If you really wanted to make money, and people have made money, you sell guns to the one side, and then the other side you sell
better
supplies.
Medical supplies.
Yeah, so you sell bandages to one and then bullets to the other.
Bandages and bullets. Is that the name of your aid company?
No. Oh, I thought you were going to say the name of my one man. If ever I do a one man show, my name of my show is going to be.
Yeah, but I've got a one man show. Who's the new guy?
Dylan. Dylan Carney. He runs production now for Viacom in Africa.
Who does all your graphic design work and great? Because some of the stuff is brilliant.
Is it all in-house? Or?
Yeah, we both. We use external agencies and we do in-house, but the brand is defined. We can't fuck with the brand.
Okay.
That's an international thing.
So the typeface, the things, the way that the promos run fixed. From the top to the side, bottom, has to be
exactly. It's the same all over the world.
Do you have to ever get permission? If you come up with a show and that only works in South Africa and you said this has got to be on television, how much pull did you used to have when you were there?
I think a good example is Comedy Central Cares, which is a fundraiser Rise Initiative for social responsibility. That's changing the brand from Comedy Central to Comedy Central Care, CCC. Okay. And it took about 6 months to get approved. First you got the cluster level, then you got to New
really?
York. Yeah.
So you do have to still, you still got someone whipping you going, Everett, naughty boy, don't do that. Stop with this stuff
now. I put on a big billboard once that said, Santa isn't real.
Okay.
But lighten up, watch Comedy Central.
Ooh.
And then the suburban moms didn't like that.
No, they can't because the kids can read.
I took it down in like 2 hours.
Oh, shit, yeah, man.
It's the only thing I did wrong.
Can I have the billboard?
You can have the picture of the billboard.
Because you cut up the billboard and use it as blankets for Comedy Central Cares.
Guys, he isn't you real. See. You know?
But is it is
Santa white guy with a gray beard on a sled in Africa? Well, doesn't make any sense to
David,
me.
David, we have a black Father Christmas, I just want to say.
Okay. Oh, really?
It's outside Oke Bazaars in Springs. My sister, when we were kids, my sister walked past Oke Bazaars and there was a Black Father Christmas. And my sister was like, Mom, I need to, is my mom's up? Yep, that's right. Let's keep moving.
Good parenting.
There was Black Santa.
Just ignore it.
Yes. No. She's like, yep, that's right. You don't have to, he's all colors. He's everywhere. He's everything. He sees what you do. And
he's a new South African.
He's up. But in Springs, a black guy coming down your chimney to give you toys. That never happened in 1970.
There's nothing in Springs.
Do you go to the East Rand Hospital?
Yeah.
What's the biggest case you're working on now? Probably an axe wound.
What? We don't. It's not like we have cases like one for like 6 weeks.
In a day. No, it's not CSI.
40 minutes.
So, what do they call you? Are you called doctor something or are you just
I'm not
Mr.
a doctor yet.
Mister. What do they call you? What's
Mr.
your title?
I'm a student doctor.
Mr. Issa.
I'm a student. Yeah. Mr.
So, when I get there as a student doctor looking at me, do I go like, fuck this. This guy's not what he's doing. He's stitching up my anus.
You could, but then you'd wait like another 6 hours for another doctor. So
you've got to take this guy.
Yeah, you just got it. That's the public health. That's public health in South Africa. You just...
Really?
Either you take me or you wait another 6 hours.
By
that time, you probably just want to go home. You just... I don't care.
You
I'll take
or the
axe out. No, the patient.
Have you heard...
I'll take the axe out
myself. Have you heard Dylan Oliphant, Everett?
Yes.
When he talks about going to the hospital and he just sits there and eventually he's like, fuck this, I'm going home. And he says, it just proved that time heals everything.
I feel fine now.
No, honestly, if you go to Barragonnet, you know Barragonnet Hospital.
Yeah, often go there often.
Really? What, do you not have medical aid?
I sell them bandages and bullets. I keep you in business, bitch.
Yeah.
But I've heard my friend at the hospital back in the 80s, he said on the 1 week, a guy would arrive with like a stab wound.
Yeah.
With a knife still in the collarbone like that. Yeah. Mm. So he just sits patiently waiting like this. Then they fix him. The next week, guess who arrives? The guy that stabbed him. So it's basically a rivalry until
one
of them dies.
The one time we had this couple.
I like a story that starts off with the one time.
One time.
Yeah.
Once upon a time in Springs.
No, this is not in Springs. This is in Barra. Oh. So at Barragon, and this couple that came in, husband and wife. Now the wife had caught the husband.
Listen, if it's in Springs. A husband and wife is always a good story. She's got two black eyes already.
Okay, so it's in Springs now. It's in Springs. So there's a husband and a wife. Wife catches the husband cheating, and she takes paraffin, and she throws the paraffin on him, burns him. He gets upset, so he decides, well, how am I going to get her back? Let me just hug her. They both burn, but they both come in together.
Holding hands.
Oh, the one time. Wait, this is an even better story. The one time.
Can we do a hospital
wife,
show? With reality,
the wife.
Half the comedians.
The series
that was brilliant.
That was a good
half the comedians are doctors anyway.
Yeah.
Might as well.
So then the wife actually cut the husband's penis off, and she brought in a packet, and they came in together.
My penis does not fit in a packet.
Mine
fits
ever.
In a. If you cut my penis, it would be like in one of those Glad sandwich bags.
I'd be like,
flip it.
Honey, where's your wallet? Why? My dick's in there.
Yeah, but you're white, Dave. This is a black couple. It was a checkers packet.
When you looked in the checkers.
It was a full-on checkers packet.
When you looked
like,
in it, did you have a look?
She just said, it's inside. I was like, what's inside?
Oh, man. You had to deal with
it. Up, and I was like,
this is brilliant.
This looks like a... Is this divorce? What? Oh, it's a penis. It's a large penis.
Did you sew it back?
And I was like, well, what do you want me to do now?
Because you have to weigh it for the...
No,
for the
we don't have to weigh it.
No, you do.
Then
you just got to do the two left hand, right hand, up, down.
So, but how far from the end or like from the beginning?
So, no, she cut it pretty close to the like the shaft was pretty much gone, completely gone. And then,
was it circumcised?
Like a bad circumcision.
No, it wasn't circumcised. So I guess maybe she was trying and then she just missed.
It is now.
And then, so I had to call the surgeon and I was like, so what must I do? I have this penis in a checkers packet. He was like, there's nothing I'm gonna do. Just throw that away and tell him.
No, you did not. I'm not coming to this hospital. You make
penis.
An effort. I don't,
throw away a penis. You know, what am I supposed to do?
If they chop my arm off, you can sew it back. Do you know that? You can an ear you don't really need.
No, but if it's penis, after
you
sew that shit time,
you, you take it, make a plan. Just tell him it's fine. We've
found
one.
Is artificial penasia? What's a penis?
You're the fucking doctor. Don't ask me. Yeah, what's an artificial penis called?
A plastic penis.
Yeah. What's the plural for penises?
Jackie Zuma. Penine. The parliament. Oh, okay. No, that's a bunch of cunts. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes, comedy. Parliament sometimes you'll do comedy. Yeah.
So now, this is interesting. I need you back here again.
Thanks. Yeah, anytime. You just let me know.
Not you, okay. Rabin. Rabin said, what time do I have to leave? I'm like, Rabin, you can go any time you want to. You really don't have to stay. I think he's there. He's not. Doesn't want to be at home. Is a baby got a babysitter?
No, yeah, babe's got babysitter. It's his birthday party tomorrow, so the house is getting
clean. Come closer. The house is getting clean. That's how dirty your house is.
No, because it needs to get, you know, clean for Indian people to understand. Okay, you know,
what time's the party?
Oh, you have to,
2 o'clock.
And you said I have to bring Dave Brew.
You can, well, if you,
but you haven't, I gave you my account number. I gave you my account number. You haven't put any money.
You've never given me your account number.
But you've got my account number. Make an effort. You're like the guy with a penis in the hospital. Make
how many times have you changed your account number in the last 3 years, Dave?
Well, I have.
How many times have you phoned me and said, oh, you put in the wrong account?
That's what we actually want to talk to you about. When you arrived here, you said you can't get a line of credit.
You can't get a credit for a car, credit for a house. You can't. Well, house, can you get it for 50%? Cars, it's impossible.
Wow.
They don't like
foreigners. I don't think people know that. Like, foreigners come here and we like, we want the foreigner here, but really just want you here for holiday. Don't come and take our jobs.
Don't buy a house.
Because a lot of comedians are becoming comedians. I mean, doctors. Don't take our jobs, man.
No, well, if you're shit, you're shit, Dave.
As a comedian or as a doctor?
Oh. Well, you'd be a shit doctor.
Yeah. I'd be horrible doctor.
I think you'd be a horrible
doctor. I would just do gynecologically. Even if your penis is cut off, I will still look at
you. But why? I don't understand why people think that's appealing. You're not seeing nice vaginas.
You see
like,
the broken
ooh,
ones.
Look at my lovely vagina. No, okay. They don't come in when it looks nice. They come in when it looks terrible.
You see the broken
Trust me.
You will only see the broken ones. Yes. Thank you, for God's sake.
Jeepers. I don't want to talk about disgusting vaginas.
No, exactly. Yeah. We're talking about
10 o'clock
Central.
In the morning.
Is it 10 o'clock already? Okay, wait. I've got to get you to play a comedy thing. We're actually going to play actual comedy on the show and then round it off and go home.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, anything else you want to tell us about being a doctor and a comedian?
No, nothing. I mean, what else do you want to know?
Nothing. I'm just interested. I'll see you at Parker's on Saturday.
Parker's?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Parker's on Saturday.
Fun together.
Everett, where will we see you? Will you still come and visit us in Sailor and see how things are going?
Of course, man. I'm still based in Johannesburg and I love comedy. So
and you know what
I'll
the other thing is?
Clubs.
South Africans don't understand how much you love this country. You believe in it.
Oh, yeah. So I bought the house. I'm here to
How did you get the loan?
I sold property overseas.
So you bought cash?
Yeah.
My God. We don't understand the plight of foreigners.
Yeah.
He's basically, it's xenophobia, isn't it? If I'm against the Dutch people.
Yeah, maybe it's like revenge.
You better know what an elbow is.
We did kind of fuck it up 400 years ago, so I get it.
Was it only 400 years ago? Time flies, man.
Time flies and you're having fun.
When you're taking people's land.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. But no, we wish you best of luck with...
Thank you so
What's
much.
It called?
It's called iFlix.
iFlix.
Yes.
All right, let's remember that. iFlix.
You heard it here first.
I heard it here first. Yeah. I'm glad also that we spoke about Comedy Central News. We spoke about the other things that we're doing
Rose,
as well.
The Rose Festival is coming. And the channel's going to grow. It's going to become even bigger. And we'll always be supporting
Well, the channel will grow
comedy
because
scene.
Now you have a basis for doing the comedy. You've got more comedians, more comedy clubs.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I'm excited. Because 4 years ago, people would say, oh, Comedy Central, never heard of it. Now you actually have a chance as a young comic. You'll be on TV for the Grab the Mic because it is filmed.
I don't know.
Well, if you're in the finals.
No, it was in the Parker's final, not the final.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Next year.
Yeah.
All right.
You need to get to the final, man.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
But we'll get you. Evers, do you want any more Dave Brew? Do you want some more beer?
No, I'm good, man. I'm
driving. If you got my account number, you can send it to me, and I'll send it to you.
Shameless market.
Tell us about the Clarence Comedy Festival.
Clarence Comedy Festival happening 6th to 8th October in the destination town of Clarence in the Free State.
That would make sense that it's called the Clarence
Comedy Festival. Yes, it's not the skincare product festival. That's weird.
Clarence.
Yeah, come have a laugh and have real glow
skin. And masturbate. I can't afford
Clarence. And great lineup. Luisa Gola, Chris Forrest, Eric Janssen, your buddy, Tep Mochale.
That's brilliant. You don't mind that. You always do big lineups. You don't give a fuck.
Well, again, like you say, you've got to get the people who's available because it's Art Club as well. It would be nice to get a couple of
France
comics.
And Rocking the Daisies
at the same. Same weekend. So.
Oh, that's where I'm going to be.
But it's a
guys,
big enough lineup for
thank
me.
You. Thank you. You're a champion.
Cool.
Thanks for coming and talking shit on our non-existent radio station.
Yes, I had fun.
Thank you. I think you had a bit of a snooze and just chilled as well.
Next time we need four
to help.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, this is Daniel Tosh.
I find nothing more disrespectful. CliffCentral.com.